From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Monday, March 16th, 2026. A Fort Smith band director has been arrested on suspicion of sexual assault involving a student. 40-year-old James Palmer is facing one count of second-degree assault following his arrest on Thursday afternoon. Palmer was the band director at Chaffin Middle and Southside High School in Fort Smith. On Monday, detectives received information that Palmer may have had inappropriate contact with a student. The school board voted unanimously to fire him in a special meeting on Wednesday, and Palmer was booked into the Sebastian County Detention Center on Thursday. At a Coalition of Little Rock Neighborhoods meeting this weekend, city residents heard from a professor and a state lawmaker about the potential impacts of data centers coming to central Arkansas. Democratic State Representative Denise Innett of Little Rock joined the conversation. She represents District 80, which includes two proposed data centers. Innett said she has heard significant pushback from her constituents.
When we talk about data centers, my job as a state representative is to listen to the concerns of the constituents in District 80, and they have some, and a lot of them are not happy.
And it said because of non-disclosure agreements set by the companies behind the data centers, Google and AVAIO, she has run into difficulties getting the full details of the center's operations and agreements. She felt that legislation focused on transparency would be warranted, but said it likely would not come this year.
We're about to enter our fiscal session, which is next month. Typically 30 days, so that would not be time to present anything of this nature, but we have until 2027 to sit together and put our heads together and figure out different ways to see what the other states are doing to see how we can introduce legislation to address data centers here in Arkansas.
Representative Innett said she's currently has a meeting with AVAIO scheduled for the end of this month to discuss some concerns she's heard and to get clarification on infrastructure and timelines. Recipients of school vouchers in Arkansas are set to get more cash next school year. The State Department of Education says for the 26-27 school year, each participant in the state's Educational Freedom Account program will receive at least $344 more than the previous year. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette says most families with EFA accounts will receive just over $7,200. Families who had been enrolled in the Succeed Scholarship Program, which was for students with disabilities, will receive more than $8,100. In early March, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders sent a letter to state lawmakers ahead of the fiscal session, calling for an additional $122 million in funding to the Educational Freedom Account program. A Benton restaurant is now facing foreclosure after a sexual assault complaint against its owner and subsequent protests. In late 2025, Tim's Tavern owner, Tim Stepik, accepted a misdemeanor plea deal after some of his teenage former employees told police he sexually assaulted them. Once back to work, protesters gathered outside the restaurant daily, calling for the business to shut down. A complaint filed by Centennial Bank this month names Tim Stepik and his ex-wife, Deborah Roberts, as defendants, alleging they still owe more than $42,000 on a $97,000 loan from October 2022, which matured in January after an extension. And Little Rock City officials will pay nearly $1 million to three firefighters who were let go after a spanking incident in 2020. The agreements were with Brad Tubbs, who was fired for the incident, and Patrick Pitts and Charles Phillips for failure to report the incident. The three asserted that the incident was not serious enough to warrant a firing. In November of 2024, a circuit judge ordered the men reinstated and to be paid back wages and benefits. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports members of the board voted March 3rd to authorize the payments, which city officials to pay $310,000 to Tubbs and $333,000 each to Phillips and Pitts. Sunny, but a bit cooler today, with a fair amount of wind throughout the Monday. Your high today is 43. We have a freeze warning overnight once again. Low tonight is 26. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.